Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1-1 is a curveball lifted high into the air, deep left. Gordon going back to his right. This ball carrying well. Gordon's at the fence. He runs out of room. It's gone.
Squeeze play. You make my heart sing. We talk everything baseball. Come on, squeeze play.
It is squeeze play time on 105.3 The Fan. The Texas Rangers with a monstrous offensive output yesterday, 16-1 against the completely and totally unwatchable Kansas City Royals. 21 hits.
Five home runs. Willie Calhoun, Joey Gallo, Hunter Pence's wife taking note of his stroke. And Jared Sandler is in studio, Rangers insider, to join us here on Sean and RJ on the home of Rangers baseball. I'm putting in the call that this will be the highlight of the Rangers season this next stretch. Cardinals at home, they're two games over 500. Then Seattle, they're two games under. Then the Angels, they're three games under. Then Seattle again, then Kansas City, then Baltimore. Let's go through Rugi and Calhoun first. The start for Calhoun since he was called up. I feel great for the guy. He looks great. Your take on it?
Well, let's go back to when he got sent down or was informed he wasn't making the team. You know, he had 48 hours where, you know, he kind of processed it. And I know a lot of people had opinions on how he handled it. I think it was like, you know, spring training, there's not a lot to talk about. So I think it got really overblown, you know, the way he handled it and how much of an impact it would have on his relationship with his teammates. They didn't care. They understood. The guy worked his tail off and he fell short. And you know what? Went to Nashville and he was awesome. I mean, the numbers were great. He comes here and it seems like he picks up where he left off. And you know what's impressed me is the change in approach. Much like we've talked about with Joey Gallo, he's walking more. He's being more patient. Well, Willie Calhoun's not demonstrating patience to that degree, but Willie Calhoun has tremendous hand-eye skills. And so that allows him to make contact with a lot. He's an early swinger, doesn't strike out a lot, but he doesn't walk a lot either. Well, the walks are starting to come. You're seeing, you know, even though I don't know if he has a walk yet in his two games, he's working counts a little more. He's not just swinging within the first three pitches every time. And I think you look at his hits, he's getting hits on elevated fastballs. He's getting hits on breaking balls that are fringe strike pitches. Yeah. And driving them. And I think that's, you know, that's really been impressive. And a lot of people, when the Rangers acquired Willie Calhoun, a lot of people said that, hey, this guy's got some obstacles. You know, the body's not great. You know, the athleticism isn't shining. But this guy's got a chance to be a really special hitter. And we really haven't seen anything to suggest, yeah, you know what, we see it until this year. And what he's done in AAA in a pitcher-friendly environment has been impressive. And it's two games. I don't want to overblow two games, but I do think this guy does have a chance to be a part of this team's future in the lineup.
But, you know, you don't want to overblow the two games. You also don't want to undersell it, too. I mean, it is two big games for him. I mean, these are – I know it's the Royals. One was a 16-1 game. But for Willie Calhoun, that might as well have been a playoff game, for crying out loud. I mean, his – he doesn't have the margin for error that a lot of other guys might have.
Sure, and I'll also say this. It was a 16-1 game, but it was 1-1 in the fifth inning, yep. And he comes up with two men on and delivers a big two-run base hit to give the Rangers a 3-1 lead. And yeah, you know, what happened thereafter, game got out of hand, but he did come up with a big hit prior to that. And you're right. It does seem like Elvis, based on all the reports, is going to be ready to come back after the 10 days. And if Willie keeps hitting like this, I don't know that, you know, you can – send Willie back to AAA Nashville. You know, I don't know exactly what the move would be, but Willie is, in a way, playing for more playing time. So there is a degree of urgency for Willie that maybe other players don't necessarily have. Although, I would say that, you know, if Willie stays, someone has to go, And so there is urgency. I just don't know that you necessarily pin it on one specific guy.
Do you think there's any danger? Because so much was talked about you know, what's it going to do to his mentality when they sent him down at the start of the season? And it seems like he's embraced that, you know, change in his swing, or at least, you know, developing himself and agreeing that he needed time. But if he comes up here and hits 300 and then at the end of it he gets sent back down, is there any danger that he might start to, you know, get frustrated again? Or have you talked to him about that at all, about where his head's at in that regard?
No, we texted and I'll talk to him today, you know, with the team coming back home. Roy, that's a good question, and I can't definitively answer it. I'd like to believe no, because a big part of Willie's transformation is not just the physical side. It's kind of, as you alluded to, and I think RJ mentioned it, it's being stronger between the ears and being more mature and professional. And I think a lot of that's also on the front office and the coaching staff and dealing with that in that being a tough situation. I think that's a strength of this coaching staff. You know, I think that despite the fact that Willie took a little extra time to report to the minor league side in spring training, I think that the way Chris Woodward and his staff handled it, I know the way they handled it, Willie appreciated and probably helped him, because that's what Willie said. You know, we talked about that. So I think some of it's on the wording, how the coaching staff handles it, but that would be tough. If Willie's hitting 300 in 8 days and they send him down, I'm sure there's frustration, sure. But yeah. It's a matter of, you know, how much he lets that frustration impact him.
Jared Sandler, Rangers insider in studio. Cardinals in Arlington tonight, pregame 6:30. Yesterday, they murder Kansas City. As you tweeted yesterday, Odor, since the double day off, 4-for-12, 2 doubles, a home run, 2 walks. Where are we? And
well, yeah, so it's update. So that's now 5-for-13 with 2 home runs, 2 doubles, and 2 walks. But, yeah, so, you know, he's looked good. I know he had the 0-for-5 two games ago. There were a couple hard hit outs there. You know, an 0-for-5 with 1 strikeout is way better than an 0-for-5 with 4 where he looks completely lost. I know that people who don't like Rugi are going to punch the radio when I say this. He didn't look lost with that 0-for-5. But the night before, he had the 2 doubles turning on fastballs. Yesterday, turned on a fastball. You know, one of his home runs was against a position player. But, you know, so it's, you know, I don't want to say there's an asterisk there, but I was
there's
just
no scouting report on position players.
Yeah, no scout, and I'll just acknowledge it. If he would have flied out, people would be like, "Oh, he couldn't get a hit off of a position player." So it's like a no-win situation for a hitter there. But you know, he's hitting the breaking ball really well, which is a good thing. That's something that in the past he has struggled with, and he's starting to hit the fastball a little bit better, and you know, drawing the walk. So I'm going to look at his numbers, you know, as that tweet kind of suggested, from the time he was benched Sunday. Had the day off Monday. What is he doing from this past Tuesday moving forward? And so far, so good.
You know, I'm not a huge Rugi supporter, but I will defend this. There are far better hitters than Rugi who have struck out against position players.
Yeah.
So it's not that easy just to park one at 83.
No. And I want to just say one thing about Rugi. You know, he and Elvis are different players, right? The way they go about having their success is different. They have different styles. We were really, really frustrated with Elvis when he was 25 years old. No, he was good defensively.
Yeah.
But when Elvis was 25 years old, people were complaining about, you know, just like Rugi, about the contract. And Elvis was getting paid more, the lack of production. I looked at the numbers through their age 25 seasons. Rugi was the more productive player, is the more productive player through age 25. Now, it's not by a wide margin. So what I'll do is I'll take a step back and say, at worst, you can say that they're comparable, even though a lot of the numbers... The catch-all numbers are favorable for Rugi. So I would just say this. You might not like Rugi like I do. I'm an admitted Rugi apologist. But there's a guy who is arguably the most important hitter in this lineup other than Joey Gallo, who didn't figure things out offensively until he was 27. Now, I'm not giving Rugi a pass and saying, hey, you got 2 years to figure it out. But the point is, guys develop at different times. And one of your most important hitters didn't develop offensively until he was 27, and Rugi's 25. I like the fact that he's now at the bottom of the order. Remember, that was a big thing for Elvis. They moved Elvis to the bottom of the order, and things started to fall in place. And I think that's the best plan of attack to try and get Rugi right. Keep him at the bottom of the order and let things just kind of fall in place and see where it goes the rest of the year.
Let's talk about Joey Gallo here. There was an interesting write-up on
ESPN. 4-for-5 yesterday.
Yep. Jeff Passan put this on ESPN, how Joey Gallo is the new king of baseball, the king of the three true outcomes. Now, those are home runs, strikeouts, walks. That is Christina Carl like coined the phrase in the 90s. It's basically the three things that a hitter has, I guess, complete control of. Although I don't know that I agree you have complete control of a strikeout, because they could call you out on a pitch that's borderline.
Well, no, the defense has no control.
But the defense has no control over it. So, but Joey Gallo, now the average in Major League Baseball is at about 35% of all at-bats end in either a home run, walk, or strikeout. For Joey Gallo, that number is 64%, 63.7. The only two other hitters who qualify for the batting title that are over 50% are Bryce Harper and a guy you've probably never heard of, Daniel Vogelbach. That's it. And his career numbers are 4 points higher than the second all-time highest three true outcome guy, which is Aaron Judge. Joey Gallo is the absolute king of this, but they go on to talk about how his approach at the plate, which we've talked about so much. Last year, he swung at almost 27% of fastballs outside the zone. This season, under 12%. Huge cut down there. That's the fourth lowest in baseball behind guys you might have heard of in Mike Trout. His chase rate on all pitches is down 10 percentage points. He has completely transformed his game, but he is the prototype for this newer style of thinking, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, RJ. I do those double-A games, and I look at the numbers for some of these players, including the guys who are perceived as big prospects, you know, be it with the Rangers or other organizations. And there are more and more guys who maybe aren't as extreme as Joey Gallo in terms of that, you know, the distribution of results. Mm-hmm. But there are more and more guys. There's a guy, Hudson Potts, who's out of South Lake Carroll. Padres first-round pick a few years ago, played in Frisco yesterday, and he is a big three true outcome guy, and he is considered one of their top prospects. It just seems like more and more players are heading down that path. Obviously not to the extreme of Joey Gallo, but it just that it's a part of the shift in this game. And the good thing is that 65 or so percent includes a much higher percentage of walks this year than in the past. And that's, I think, a big part of why Joey's been effective, not just the direct impact of, hey, you walk, you get on base, you keep the train going, that's not an out. But also, pitchers are now kind of scratching their head saying, we can't just throw a pitch within the state of Texas and get him out because he's going to swing at anything. They do have to challenge him at times a little bit more, and Joey's making them pay.
Thank you, Sam, man. Anything you need to promote?
No. I just, I'll say, can I vent quickly?
Yeah.
This is like a tough weekend. I don't know how other Rangers fans feel about this. I was asked about this the other day with the team coming to town. Mm. I still, like, I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to sound dramatic or silly or whatever. 2011 still really hurts me. And I have, like, I'm looking forward to this weekend because it's another weekend to watch baseball in this beautiful ballpark. And I love, you know, I love the games. I'm not looking forward to constantly being reminded of 2011 this weekend. So if there are other Rangers fans out there like me, we're in this together. I'm being serious too. Like that's still like scars there.
How many balls are going to get looped out to right field? And then you look at Twitter and we go, oh, well, at least we made it this time. At least we caught it this time.
Yeah. I mean I don't even want to like think
you're
about
absolutely
it.
Right.
Thanks, brother. Jared Sandler in studio at Jared Sandler. Follow him on Instagram as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.